طيب الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. All praises due to Allah, and may Allah send His peace and His blessings and exalt the mention of Prophet Muhammad, his companions and all those who follow them on the righteous path until the Day of Judgment. By the grace of Allah, we continue with the book of Al-Aqidah Al-Wasitiyah to Shaykh Al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah Rahimahullah, the sharh of the Shaykh Muhammad bin Salih Al-Uthaymeen Rahimahullah Ta'ala. And we have discussed a number of issues throughout this book, Alhamdulillah, for the facilitation. And the last thing we discussed was the fact, the statement of Ibn Taymiyyah Rahimahullah, فَلَا عُدُول لِأَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ عَمَّا جَاءَ بِهِ الْمُرْسَلُونَ فإنه الصراط المستقيم صراط الذي أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين. أهل السنة والجماعة cannot possibly forsake that which the messengers have brought. There's no way of forsaking it, going away from it, avoiding it, choosing other than it. No way for Ahl Sunnah al-Jama'ah to accept or to deviate or to forsake that which the messengers have brought. Why? Because it is the straight path. It is the straight path of Allah, the path of those whom Allah has bestowed His favors upon, such as the prophets and the truthful ones, the Siddiqeen, like Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and his daughter Aisha radiallahu anha and others. Wa-shuhada and the martyrs, and included with the term shuhada is the scholars. As-shuhada is martyrs and scholars. And the reason why, because in Surah Al-Imran, Allah Jalla wa Ala says, شَهِدَ اللَّهُ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ وَأُولُو الْعِلْمِ. شَهِدَ, Allah bears witness that there is no deity worthy of worship but Him, so do the angels and those who were given knowledge, the scholars, أُولُو الْعِلْمِ. So the term shahida was used, that those are among those who bear testimony and witness. And the word shuhada carries that meaning along with the martyr in the sake of Allah. It carries the meaning of bearing witness, bearing true witness. So the scholars are involved in this particular term, as shuhada, along with the martyrs. Wasalihin and the righteous among the Muslims. So these are the four that Allah has mentioned in Surah An-Nisa. And what was the quality that was mentioned prior to that? وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ, and whomever obeys Allah and the Messenger, then that person will be among those whom Allah has bestowed His favors upon from the four that was just aforementioned right here. So in reality, we cannot be among those, at least the last one, the Salihin, unless we obey Allah and His Messenger. And obedience to Allah and His Messenger is not part-time and it is not partial, as many people may understand. Wallah, the things that is suitable for me and my personality, miya miya. Okay, I work with it. Something that doesn't match, malish. Even if Allah commanded, yes. Even if Rasulullah said, you must do this, yes. If it's suitable for me, I'll do it. If it's not suitable for me, I will not do it. This person is X'd out and disqualified from the Salihin. They cannot. Because Allah said, whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, and Allah did not specify in what. Rather, it was general, a broad meaning everything to the best of our ability. That doesn't mean that we will not sin. It does not mean that you become an angel upon earth. Rather, we will disobey because of weakness, but not deliberate, not careless. Not someone who just does, oh, big deal, it's the same. You commit a sin, you feel guilty, you repent to Allah, you try to do good deeds, so you erase the bad deeds, that's one thing. But the person who just disobeys on daily basis as if it's okay to do it, this is the person who is in trouble. May Allah protect us from this particular path. So the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah they cannot possibly forsake this path, because this is the path of Allah. The Shaykh Rahimahullah says in the sharh and the explanation pertaining to the statement, فَلَا عُدُولَ لِأَهْلِ السُنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ عَمَّا جَاءَ بِهِ الْمُرْسَلُونَ. العدول معناها الانصراف والانحراف. The word al-udul, la udul is negating. There's no udul, which I translated as forsaking. The technical meaning or translation for that is al-insiraf, to leave, to depart from. Wal-inhiraf, to deviate. To leave something behind or to deviate. This is the meaning of udul, and both are not done by Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. So فأهل السنة والجماعة لا يمكن أن يعدلوا عما جاءت به الرسل. طيب. So أهل السنة والجماعة cannot possibly forsake that which the messengers have brought. Why did the مؤلف, why did the author Ibn Taymiyyah رحمه الله say that? The Shaykh said إنما جاء المؤلف رحمه الله بهذا النفي ليبين أنهم لكمال اتباعهم رضي الله عنهم لا يمكن أن يعدلوا عما جاءت به الرسل. The author said this, may Allah have mercy on him, in the form of negation. Notice now, he did not say Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah follow whatever the messengers brought. He used a stronger way. The Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah cannot possibly forsake negating. They cannot possibly forsake what the messengers have brought. Why did he use this particular method of speech? In order to show how perfect and how accurate and the perfection of their following of the messengers and what that which the messengers have brought. فهم مستمسكون تماما وغير منحرفين إطلاقا. They are holding tight in every way, shape, or form to that which the messengers have brought, and they are not deviant at whatsoever. No deviance. عما جاءت به الرسل, regarding that which the messengers have brought. بل طريقتهم أنهم يقولون, rather their way is that they say سمعنا وأطعنا في الأحكام, we listen and we obey pertaining to the rulings, the commandments, whatever Allah commanded, the way of Ahl Sunnah Jama'ah, we listen and we obey. وسمعنا وصدقنا في الأخبار, and we listen and we believe pertaining to the knowledge or information or the news, whatever Allah has mentioned about those who came before us. So Ahl Sunnah Jama'ah do not disobey in terms of commandments, nor do they deny news that have been attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran as a statement of Allah in the Quran or the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam if it's authentic. وَقَوْلُهُ عَمَّا جَاءَ بِهِ الْمُرْسَلُونَ مَا جَاءَ بِهِ مُحَمَّدٌ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ وَاضِحٌ أَنَّنَا لَا نَعْدِلُ عَنْهُ. Regarding the statement of Ibn Taymiyyah, that which the messengers have brought, he said, of course, whatever so whatever the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought, obviously we will never forsake that. That's already a given. If you're a Muslim, you cannot possibly have any further discussion pertaining to what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has brought. If you deny it, you're outside of Islam. So obviously, once you're, that's part of the Shahada. When you say Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is a manifestation of accepting whatever he brought. If someone has doubt, he's no longer a believer. Because belief and doubt don't come with each other. You know, you either have belief or you're doubtful. طيب, this is regarding the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. لأنه خاتم النبيين, he's the seal of all prophets. وواجب على الجميع على جميع العباد أن يتبعوه. It is obligatory upon all of the servants to follow him. لكن ما جاء عن غيره. But what about that which was brought from others, other messengers? هل لأهل السنة والجماعة عدول عنه؟ Can Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah forsake that? For example, what Jesus brought, what Moses brought, what Abraham brought, alayhi salam, we will see. The Shaykh said, لا عدول لهم عنه. No, they cannot forsake what the other messengers have brought either. لأن ما جاء عن الرسل عليهم الصلاة والسلام في باب الأخبار لا يختلف لأنهم صادقون ولا يمكن أن ينسخ. Because whatever the messengers, may the peace and Allah and His blessings be upon them, pertaining to information, whether it is about Allah or the previous nations or anything of the affairs of the deen, then it can never vary as in change. You know, it can never change because they are truthful. And if each one of them is going to come and speak about Allah, and each one of them is truthful, it's impossible that their information will contradict. Because they're all truthful, and they're all the messengers of Allah. They know Allah more than the rest of the creation. وَلَا يُمْكِنُ أَنْ يُنْسَخْ. It cannot be abrogated either. It cannot be abrogated in terms of news. Now the rulings is different. Maybe the Jews had something haram for them, it was abrogated in Islam where it becomes halal. This is not, we're not talking about the legal issues. We're talking about iman, faith, the affairs of the belief and information about Allah and His messengers صلى الله عليه وسلم. طيب. فَكُلُّ مَا أَخْبَرَتْ بِهِ الرُّسُلْ عَنِ اللَّهِ أخبرت به الرسل عن الله عز وجل فهو مقبول وصدق ويجب الإيمان به. So everything that the messengers have brought about Allah, it is accepted, it is the truth, and it is compulsory to believe in it. طيب مثلا, for example, قال موسى لفرعون, موسى told فرعون لما قال له قال فما بال القرون الأولى. فرعون told موسى after he gave him da'wah with his brother Harun عليهم الصلاة والسلام. فرعون answered him, he said, so what is the affair, what is the affair of the previous generations? Because he came and told him that, you know, you must believe in Allah, you must submit to him. So Fir'aun, because he was a wicked individual and he was confronted with the truth, he did not want to go and discuss it because he has nothing to prove. He has no evidence, no proof, nothing, no intellectual or textual. So he tried to change the subject, as people do today. He said, okay, what about the nations that came before? And if you are the messengers and we're supposed to believe, then what do you say about all those who came before us? What was supposed to be their belief system? So then Musa responded to him, عليه السلام, قال علمها عند ربي في كتاب لا يضل ربي ولا ينسى. He said, the knowledge of that, of the nations before, is with my Lord in a book, يعني in the preserved tablet, اللوح المحفوظ. Everything was written from before we were created. What was the first thing Allah created? The pen, the qalam. And Allah commanded the pen to write whatever will take place. Included in that is everything. So that was the first thing in the preserved tablet with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then Musa said, my Lord never goes astray, nor does he forget. When what is intended by going astray is lacking knowledge, as the Shaykh will explain. فَنَفَى عَنِ اللَّهِ الْجَهْلِ وَالنِّسْيَانِ. So Musa denied the fact that Allah Azza wa Jal may be ignorant about something, Jalla Jalalu, or that Allah may forget. He said, my Lord does not go astray, nor does He forget. فَنَحْنُ يَجِبُ عَلَيْنَا أَن نُصَدِّكَ بِذَلِكَ. We must believe in that. You cannot come and tell someone, Wallah, if he tells you Allah forgets, for example, assuming there's no other verse in the Quran, and he tells you no. You say, but Musa said this. And the Quran said, no, but we follow Muhammad SAW, we don't follow what Musa said. See what this point is? Because of the belief of Ahl Sunnah Jama'ah, if Musa had said this, and that means it's the truth from Allah, meaning it's part of our belief system. We believe in it likewise. Of course, if the information is authentic, we don't get it from the Jews, because they may lie. And they may say the truth. But if it's in the Quran, case closed. So whatever they said about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we likewise believe. لِأَنَّهُ جَاءَ بِهِ رَسُولٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ. Why? Because it was brought by a messenger of Allah. قَالَ فَمَنْ رَبُّكُمَا يَا مُوسَى قَالَ رَبُّنَا الَّذِي أَعْطَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلْقَهُ ثُمَّ هَدَى. Then Musa, Fir'aun told Musa and Harun, who is your Lord? Then who is your Lord, O Musa? Musa said, our Lord is the one who gave each of his creation guidance. Gave each of his creation الذي أعطى كل شيء خلقه, gave each creation what it needs and then he guided it towards it. So we find the ant, it knows how to function, it knows how to behave, they have a society, they know how to live. They say that if an ant gets a seed, you know, she eats the edges in order for it not to grow, for nothing to grow out of it, and then she stores it, and then when it rains she takes it outside. They live function. Allah created the ant and facilitated for the ant a way of life to eat and drink and communicate and what have you. Everything that Allah created was given something similar. Nothing was left unattended. This is what it intended by that. Nothing was left unattended. فَلَوْ سَأَلَنَا سَائِلٌ مِنْ أَيْنَ عَلِمْنَا أَنَّ اللَّهَ أَعْطَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلْقَهُ. If someone asks, how do we know that Allah gave each of the creation that which is suitable for it? فَنَقُولْ مِنْ كَلَامِ مُوسَى. We say from the speech of Musa. From the speech of Musa, فَنُؤْمِنُ بِذَلِكَ. So we believe in that. وَنَقُولْ أَعْطَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلْقَهُ اللَّائِقُ بِهِ. Allah gave each of His creation that which is suitable for it. فَالْإِنسَانُ عَلَى هَذَا الْوَجْهِ وَالْبَعِيرُ عَلَى هَذَا الْوَجْهِ وَالْبَقَرُ عَلَى هَذَا الْوَجْهِ وَالضَّأْنُ عَلَى هَذَا الْوَجْهِ. So the human being is in this form, and the camel is in this form, and the cow is in that form, and the goat is in that form. Each one has his own form. ثُمَّ هَدَى كُلَّ مَخْلُوقٍ إِلَى مَصَالِحِهِ وَمَنَفِعِهِ. Then Allah guided each of these creations to that which is beneficial for it and to their goodness. فَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ يَعْرِفُ مَصَالِحَهُ وَنَفِعَهُ. Everything that Allah created knows what is good for it and how to attain it. They know it. The animals, the insects, you name it. Even the bacteria. فَالْنَمْلَ فِي أَيَامُ الصَّيْفِ. سبحان الله. I went ahead of myself. The ant in the days of the summer, تُدَقِّرُ قُوتَهَا فِي جُحُورِهَا. It stores its food, its sustenance, in its little holes, wherever they live, you know, the ant holes. ولكن لا تدخر الحب كما هو, but it does not store the seed or the grain in the same fashion that it is in. بل تقطم رؤوسه, but it bites off the edges, as we mentioned earlier. لئلا ينبت, so it will not grow. لأنه لو نبت لفسد عليها, because if it grew inside the little hole, hey, well, everybody's blocked, they will die. وإذا جاء المطر وابتل هذا الحب الذي وضعته في الجحور فإنها جحور ولا جحور أيوه فإنها لا تبقيه يأكله العفن والرائحة. And likewise, if the rain comes, also it may go, the food may go bad and go rotten, يعني, you know, and it may become, يعني, of bad odor. بل تنشره خارج جحرها, rather it puts it outside to get some fresh air, to air it. حتى ييبس من الشمس والريح, until it dries through the wind and through the sun. ثم تدخله, then it brings it back. All this the ant. How did the ant know this? Does the ant have a brain that we have? No. But Allah guided the ant to function in this way. This is what is intended by this verse. الَّذِي أَعْطَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلْقَهُ ثُمَّ هَدَى. طيب. لكن يجب التنبيه إلى أن ما نسب للأنبياء السابقين يحتاج فيه إلى صحة النقل. But he said, attention though. In order for us to anything that has been attributed to the previous messengers requires verification of authenticity, which is what I mentioned earlier. It must be authentic. It is not enough to read it in a book or to hear it in the, you know, in the Bible or in the Torah, or somebody from among the people of the book tells you, that's not sufficient for you to believe. Rather, we need verification of authenticity. لاحتمال أن يكون كذبا, because it may be a lie, because of the probability of that being a lie. كالذي نسب إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وأولى, just like that which is attributed to the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. وقوله رحمه الله عما جاء به المرسلون, هل يشمل هذا الأحكام أو أن الكلام الآن في باب الصفات فيختص بالأخبار. طيب, now he's analyzing the statement of Ibn Taymiyyah رحمه الله, that أهل السنة والجماعة cannot possibly forsake that which the messengers have brought. He said, regarding that, does that also include the rulings? The rulings? Or are we only talking about the attributes of Allah? Because the subject, the matter of this book is the names and the attributes of Allah. So now Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, when he said that Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah cannot forsake that which the messengers have brought, is this specific for the names and attributes of Allah, whatever they mentioned, like Musa earlier, alayhi salatu salam, or does that include also the rulings? That which was haram for them is haram for us. That which was halal for them is halal for us. We will see what the Shaykh says. إن نظرنا إلى عموم اللفظ قلنا يشمل الأخبار والأحكام. If we look at the outwardly, the literal meaning of the phrase, that includes, it includes both according to the statement, but we will go into further details. وإن نظرنا إلى السياق قلنا القرينة تقتضي أن الكلام في باب العقائد وهي من باب الأخبار. But if we look at the context or the things that were mentioned along this statement, then we will find that this is specific for the creed, belief system. So it is only restricted in terms of akhbar, news, not the rulings, not the legal rulings. ولكن نقول, but we say, إن كلام إن كان كلام شيخ الإسلام رحمه الله خاصا بالعقائد فهو خاص وليس لنا فيه كلام. وإن كان عاما فهو يشمل الأحكام. But we say, if the statement of Ibn Taymiyyah رحمه الله was specific in terms of the creed and the belief system, then it is specific and there is no discussion for us regarding that. And if it is general, then it also includes the rulings. والأحكام التي للرسل السابقين اختلف فيها العلماء هل هي أحكام لنا إذا لم يرد شرعنا بخلافها أو ليست أحكاما لنا. طيب, this is a big question, and this is by the way one of the major differences among the difference among the people of knowledge. The rulings, the legal law, the legal divine law of the messengers that came before us, are their rulings applicable to ours? Are their rulings also to us? Or are they not? Big discussion. Because if you think about it, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, his parents and his brothers did sujood for him. Sujood. Now we know that sujood was not sujood of ibadah. Obviously this was not worshipping him. Rather, this was something that was valid during their time, in their sharia, in terms of honoring someone. Just as the Prophet ﷺ said, if I was to command anyone to prostrate to other than Allah, I would command the woman to prostrate to her husband because of the right that he has upon her. But here he said, if I was ever to do that exception, but because it's only for Allah and our deen, then no one will be asked to do that. During the time of Yusuf ﷺ, this was not the case. So this is why the difference occurs. Because if we take the ruling, then you say it's permissible for you to do sujood for the scholar. See what I'm saying? But still, the scholars differ. They have each have their any valid point of view. The Shaykh will say, usually, but there's a middle way that the Shaykh will mention. He says, وَالصَّحِيحَ أَنَّا أَحْكَامٌ لَنَا. The correct position is that it is also applicable to us. The rulings are applicable and must be followed by us. They are also ruling to us. وَأَنَّ مَا ثَبَتَ عَنِ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ السَّابِقِينَ مِنَ الْأَحْكَامِ فَهُوَ لَنَا. Whatever has been established from rulings from the previous prophets are also rulings for us. Except إِذَا وَرَدَ شَرْعُنَا بِخِلَافِ. Except if our law mentions something otherwise. Except if our law has something in opposition, then that particular thing we drop. But the things that are general, then we also accept. You see, that's the most safe. Regarding sujood, we have a text in the Quran and the Sunnah that says this is haram, then this part we don't follow. If we find something from the previous prophets and messengers, and we don't have anything in our sharia which negates it, then becomes also applicable to us. We may follow it. Now, فَإِذَا وَرَدَ شَرْعُنَا بِخِلَافِهِ فَهُوَ عَلَىٰ خِلَافِهِ. If our legal law mentions something in opposition to that, then we are in opposition to that. فَمَثَلَ السُّجُودِ. So for example, the sujood, Allahu A'lam, maybe because I've read this before and Allahu Musta'an, but I'm not doing this intentionally, wallahi. Alhamdulillah. السُّجُودِ عند التحية جائز في شريعة يوسف. I've read this before, but not recently. The sujood as a salutation is something valid during the time of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. وَيَعْقُوبُ and Jacob and his children. لَكِنْ فِي شَرِيعَتِنَا مُحَرَّمٍ. In our law, it's haram. You become a kafir actually, as soon as you do it. كَذَلِكَ الْإِبِلْ حَرَامٌ عَلَى الْيَهُودِ. Likewise, the camel was forbidden upon the Jews. The camel was forbidden upon the Jews. Allah says, وَعَلَى الَّذِينَ هَادُوا حَرَّمْنَا كُلَّ ذِي ظُفْرٍ وَلَكِنْ هِيَ فِي شَرِيعَتِنَا حَلَالٍ. And among those who were the Jews, we made haram. كُلَّ ذِي ظِفْرٍ. I don't know how to translate that to English. I think it's something about the nails. A ظُفْر usually is your nail. So the special kind of animals, perhaps with the, the claws. Yeah, no. Hey, so the camel has it. So that was haram upon the Jews, but for us it is halal.
That thing eating camel was haram, right?
For the Jews, not for the Muslims. فَإِذَنْ, we will look inshallah the English translation, the accurate English translation for this particular verse. It's in Al-An'am verse 146, inshallah, look it up. An'am?
Camel means it is not claws, hoofs.
Aywa hoofs, barakallah fiqh. Naam, not the hoofs. I'm thinking claws is for the birds.
Yeah, birds.
Hey.
What is the verse number, An'am?
An'am verse 146. That's good to our brothers who know what's going on. Alhamdulillah. طيب, فَإِذَنْ يُمْكِنُ أَن نَحْمِلَ كَلَامِ شيخ الإسلام رحمه الله على أنه عام في الأخبار والأحكام وأن نقول ما كان في شرع الأنبياء من الأحكام فهو لنا إلا بدليل. So he said, based on that we could understand the statement of Ibn Taymiyyah رحمه الله pertaining to what he said that the Ahl al-Sunnah al-Jama'ah cannot possibly forsake what the messengers have brought. We could accept that as general, including both information, news pertaining to belief system and legal rulings. And we say whatever was for those before us is also for us unless we have an evidence that indicates otherwise. ولكن يبقى النظر. But then we have an issue here. We have an issue of discussion. كيف نعرف أن هذا من شريعة الأنبياء السابقين؟ how can we confirm that this is from the laws of the previous prophets? How can you know that? نقول لنا في ذلك طريقان. We have two ways of knowing that. الأول طريق الأول الكتاب. الطريق الثاني السنة. Two ways: the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. فما حكاه الله في كتابه عن الأمم السابقين فهو ثابت. Whatever Allah has narrated to us from in the Quran from the previous generations, then this is confirmed. وما حكاه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما صح عنه فهو أيضا ثابت. Likewise, whatever the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم narrated to us, that which has been authentically verified as being attributed to him, then likewise this is also confirmed. والباقي لا نصدق ولا نكذب. As for the rest, if it's not from the Quran and the Sunnah, we don't believe, but we don't belie. Because you may say you're lying and you're saying the truth. That's possible. Look at the justice in Islam. This is from the justice of the deen. That although they're liars, they're disbelievers, they lie against Allah. But because of the possibility of the information that is with them being correct, it is not permissible for you to automatically reject it and say you are lying, because you may not be lying regarding that. Likewise, but you cannot go to the other extreme and say whatever they say we believe, because he may be lying. So we don't take either one. We say it could be truth, it could not be truth, but you don't act according to it apparently, because you have not confirmed that it is true. إِلَّا إِذَا وَرَدَ شَرْعَنَا بِتَصْدِيقٍ. Unless our law, our deen, confirms it. They may tell you something, as this one man who came to the Prophet ﷺ and told them, we have heard that Allah puts, you know, the heavens on one finger and the earth on one finger and what have you. Then the Prophet ﷺ smiled and shook his head, smiled, at least what I remember, affirming what the Jew had said. Otherwise he would have corrected him that what you're saying is wrong. Of course, there's nothing like Allah. We don't need to go over that again. Don't be imagining no fingers or nothing. There's nothing like Allah. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ and هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. There's nothing like Allah. No one knows what it's like. But the Jew came and said that to the Prophet ﷺ, and the Prophet ﷺ acknowledged it. Acknowledged it. So because we have something in our deen that confirms it, then we believe it. You see? نعم. فَإِنَّنَا نُصَدِّقُهُ لَا نَقُلْ لَهُمْ نعم. So we believe it. وَلَكِنْ لَمَّا جَاءَ فِي شَرِيعَتِنَا. But we only do that when we have something that confirms it in our law. وَإِذَا وَرَدَ شَرْعَنَا بِتَكْذِيبِ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ فَإِنَّا نُكَذِّبُهُ. But if our law mentions something that denies, that negates theirs, then we belie them. Such as claiming, for instance, as the Christians or as the Jews, that Allah is stingy, that Allah does not spend, okay, that they are wealthy and Allah is poor, as the Jews said, or the Christians who may have in their Bible, in their current Bible, the distorted Bible, that Allah is one of three and that Allah has a son and what have you. Obviously, they attribute this to Jesus, peace be upon him, but we cannot possibly believe in that because we have something which totally negates it. So it's impossible that this will be the case. لأن شرعنا كذبه, because our law denied it. فالنصارى يزعمون بأن المسيح ابن الله. The Christians claim that the Jesus is the son of Allah. فنقول هذا كذب. So we say this is a lie. واليهود يقولون عزيز ابن الله. And the Jews say العزيز is أو العزير. عزير عفوا is ابن الله. This is one of their people who they claim is also son. Not all of the Jews, but a tribe among the Jews used to claim that Al-Uzair, it's in the Quran, that Al-Uzair, it's his name. It comes in Surah, I believe, At-Tawbah, Surah Al-Anfal, and the Jews said that Jesus is the son of Allah, and the Christians said Jesus is the son of Allah, and the Jews said Al-Uzair is the son of Allah. Then Allah says they are imitating the disbelievers who came before them, that Allah has taken children. Na'am. Where was it? فنقول هذا كذب. We say this is a lie. This is a lie. We cannot possibly believe that. قوله رحمه الله فإنه الصراط المستقيم. Ibn Taymiyyah رحمه الله said أهل السنة والجماعة cannot possibly forsake that which the messengers have brought. Then he justified that. Why? Because it is the straight path. Some of the scholars say the straight path is Islam. We will see. فإنه الضمير يعود على ما جاءت به الرسل. إنه that this goes back to whatever the messengers have brought. طيب. ويمكن أن يعود على طريق أهل السنة والجماعة or it may be in reference to the methodology of أهل السنة والجماعة وهو الاتباع وعدم العدول عنه and it is to follow and not to deviate from that فما جاءت به الرسل وما ذهب إليه أهل السنة والجماعة هو الصراط المستقيم so whatever the messengers have brought and whatever أهل السنة والجماعة have accepted then this is the straight path صراط على وزن فعال the word صراط is equal in the Arabic language to other words that sound like فعال like نعال and what have you بمعنى مصروط مثل فراش بمعنى مفروش basically he's given Arabic examples like فراش which is a bed بمعنى مفروش meaning it's laid out okay وغراس بمعنى مغروس فهو بمعنى اسم المفعول والصراط إنما يقال للطريق الواسع المستقيم the term صراط is used for a long wide straight path wide and straight path مأخوذ من الزرط وهو بلع اللقمة بسرعة and it comes from the word زرط which is quickly swallowing a food a bite you know some people don't chew too long for too long as soon as he puts it in he swallows it a quick swallow that's what the word زرط means and the word صراط comes from the word زرط لأن الطريق إذا كان واسعا لا يكون فيه ضيق يتعثر الناس فيه يتعثر الناس فيه because if the path is wide there will not be narrowness where the people will trip and you know become crowded فالصراط يقولون في تعريفه كل طريق واسع ليس فيه صعود ولا نزول ولا اعوجاج so the definition given for the word صراط according perhaps to the linguist is every wide road or path which does not have ups or downs and does not have any crookedness no crookedness straight no up and down wide إذن الطريق الذي جاءت به الرسل هو الصراط المستقيم so the path or that the messengers have brought is the straight path الذي ليس فيه عوج the one that does not have any crookedness ولا أمت and it does not have any hills or valleys طريق مستقيم ليس فيه انحراف يمينا ولا شمالا a straight path that contains no deviance not to the right or to the left وأن هذا صراطي مستقيما فاتبعوه Allah says in the Quran and verily this is my path so my straight path so follow it وعليه فيكون المستقيم صفة كاشفة على تفسيرنا الصراط with that the word مستقيم becomes an adjective explaining what we had explained about the word صراط In addition, الصراط, the path which is already wide and straight, المستقيم. أي. بأنه الطريق الواسع الذي لا اعوجاج فيه لأن هذا هو المستقيم. Because this is the straight path, that which does not have any crookedness. أو يقال إنها صفة مقيدة لأن بعض الصراط قد يكون غير مستقيم كما قال تعالى فهدوهم إلى صراط الجحيم وقفوهم إنهم مسؤولون. Or the other explanation is that sometimes the صراط may not be straight. This is why we say as-sirat al-mustaqim in order to indicate that this sirat which is wide is also straight. Because in the Quran Allah says, فَهَدُوهُمْ إِلَى صِرَاطِ الْجَحِيمِ So guide them to the path of Jahim. إِنْ وَقِفُوهُمْ And stop them إِنَّهُمْ مَسْؤُولُونَ Verily they are to be questioned. What the Shaykh is trying to say is the word sirat was used in the Quran and not talking about the straight path. Talking about Jahannam wal-iyadu billah. The sirat to Jahannam. The sirat to Jahannam. So when you say as-sirat al-mustaqim, now you are speaking about the path that is straight. Mustaqim, aywa. Mustaqim is straight, inevitably, na'am. وَهَذَا الصِّرَاطُ غَيْرُ مُسْتَقِيمُ The one that Allah spoke about earlier in Surah As-Saffat is not straight. قَوْلُهُ صِرَاطَ الَّذِي أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ صِرَاطَ الَّذِي أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ أي طريقهم وأضافه إليهم لأنهم سالكوه meaning the path of those whom Allah has bestowed His favors upon from the prophets and the truthful ones and the martyrs and the scholars and the righteous people meaning their path because they are the ones who are traveling upon it فهم الذين يمشون فيه they are the ones who walk upon this path كما أضافه الله إلى نفسه أحيانا, as Allah had attributed that path to himself عز وجل sometimes, like in the Quran Allah says وَإِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. He told the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, and verily you do guide to a straight path, صراط الله, the path of Allah, الذي له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض, the one who belongs to him what is in the heavens and what is in the earth. باعتبار أنه هو الذي شرعه ووضعه لعباده. It is called the path of Allah because it is Allah who had legislated that path and he had placed it for his servants. وأنه موصل إليه, and it is leading to Allah. Allah is the one who legalized it, legislated that sirat. Allah is the one who put it for his servants to travel upon it, and Allah made that path leading to him. فهو صراط الله تعالى باعتبارين. So it is considered the path of Allah for two reasons. وصراط المؤمنين باعتبار واحد, and is the path of the believers for one reason. صراط الله باعتبارين هما أنه وضعه لعباده وأنه موصل إليه. It's called the path of Allah for two reasons. Number one, that Allah is the one who placed it for his servants, and it leads to Allah. These are the two. وصراط المؤمنين لأنهم هم الذين يسلكونه وحدهم, and it's the path for the believers because they are the only ones who travel upon it. They are the only ones who travel upon it. وقوله الذين أنعم الله عليهم, those whom Allah has bestowed His favors upon. النعمة, the word نعمة, the Shaykh explained it. كل فضل وإحسان من الله عز وجل على عباده. It is every virtue and bounty from Allah that He bestows upon His servants. فهو نعمة, it is a bounty. وكل ما بنا من نعمة فهو من الله. And there isn't a single blessing or bounty that we have except that it is from Allah. ونعم الله قسمان. The bounties of Allah are of two kinds. عامة, general, وخاصة, specific. والخاصة أيضا قسمان. And the specific is also of two kinds. خاصة أخص وخاصة أعم. Specifically specific and generally specific. This is interesting, huh? So the ni'mah has two kinds. General, specific. Then there's further division, subcategories in the specific one. Specifically specific and generally specific. All examples will be given. Examples will be given, inshallah, to understand what this means. The first, al-amma, general ni'mah. هي التي تكون للمؤمنين وغير المؤمنين. It is for the believers and the non-believers. For the believers and the disbelievers alike. Obviously, how do they eat and drink and have homes? It's from Allah. ولهذا لو سألنا سأل هل لله على الكافر نعمة؟ If someone asks you, does Allah have any bounties upon the kafir? فقلنا نعم, we say yes. ولكنها نعمة عامة. But it is a general kind of bounty. وهي نعمة ما تقوم به الأبدان. It's a bounty which the bodies are established, يعني are able to continue from food and sustenance. لا ما تصلح به الأديان. Not for the religion, not for faith. A bounty that is specific for the worldly gain, not for the faith gain. مثل الطعام والشراب والكسوة والمسكن وما أشبه ذلك, such as eating, food and beverages and clothing and homes and residence and what have you. فهذا يدخل فيها المؤمن والكافر. This one includes both the believer and the disbeliever alike. والنعمة الخاصة, the specific bounty, ما تصلح به الأديان, that which rectifies the religion, the faith, من الإيمان, whether from knowledge, والعلم, from إيمان, I'm sorry, faith, والعلم, knowledge, والعمل الصالح and righteous deeds. فهذه خاصة بالمؤمنين, this is specific for the believers, not for the disbelievers. وهي عامة للنبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين. And it is general also for the prophets and the truthful ones and the martyrs and the scholars and the righteous people, the pious. والنعمة الخاصة, نعم, ولكن نعمة الله على النبيين والرسل نعمة هي أخص النعم. Now this is what is specifically specific. The bounty of Allah upon the prophets and the messengers is more specific also. It is specifically specific to them because they received revelation. They were chosen by Allah. Like, because the first one includes the martyrs and includes the righteous brothers, the regular Muslims and the regular believers of the previous nations. Their bounty is not similar to a prophet and a messenger, obviously. Because Allah says, وَاسْتَمِعِ لَقَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى وأنزل الله عليك الكتاب والحكمة وعلمك ما لم تكن تعلم وكان فضل الله عليك عظيما. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Nisa, reminded the Prophet ﷺ with the following, said, and Allah has descended upon you the book and the hikmah, the wisdom, and the scholars say it's the sunnah, as Imam al-Shafi'i mentioned. وَعَلَّمَكَ مَا لَمْ تَكُنْ تَعْلَمْ, and he taught you that which you did not know. And verily the virtue and the bounty of Allah upon you is abundant. Specific to who? The Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. فهذه النعمة التي هي أخص لا يلحق المؤمنون فيها النبيين بل هم دونهم. This specific bounty that Allah blessed the messengers with is not for the regular believers. They cannot possibly match or keep up with the messengers pertaining to this ni'mah. And I believe this should be sufficient, inshallah. Then he will mention more about the sirat, and then he will break down the four categories, the prophets and the shuhada and the truthful ones and the believers and the pious believers, inshallah. And then we will be moving on, alhamdulillah, to Surah Al-Ikhlas, the virtuous surah. And then we already will be getting into the main subject of the book. We'll be going to the core of the book, which is now bringing the verses and the narrations from the Quran and the Sunnah, which speak about Allah's names and attributes, and understanding them in the proper way according to the companions and the early scholars, those who understood the deen and the language and believed properly, not those who came after and started deviating. This is what we will be doing, inshallah. And after this next dars, I believe by next dars, inshallah, we will probably have this ready. So alhamdulillah for his mercy, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our deeds and forgive us for our shortcomings. I'm sure, and I don't claim perfection in any of my work. Allah knows the shortcomings that I have, but Allah musta'an, perhaps whatever was correct will be of benefit for us. Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala abdihi wa rasuli Muhammad, wa barakallahu feekum, subhanakallahu wa bihamdik, shahadu an la ilaha illa ant, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.
Yeah.